Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
And no matter what, always have fun with everything. Life isn't just about ups. It's about ups and downs. So, life is a roller coaster. Just wait it out. I love you. Have a blessed holiday season.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. But when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was judgment day.
Fans, Jen Hale here from the NFL on Fox. You're listening to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn.
Trying to run from the destruction, you know I didn't even care. Say 2000 party over, oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. And with me this week, oh, the pride of St. Bernard Parish. We got American Ben, returning guest, American Ben. I had English Ben, UK Ben on last week. I've got too many friends named Ben. So you'll be Shalmation Nation, Ben, which of course, anybody that's a New Orleans, area NOLA person, you know, we just have to say that somebody's from Chalmette and, you know, all kinds of judgments are made. So, welcome back to the pod, man. I'm so excited to have you with us this evening. How's it going?
Ready to talk some wagering and, give the people what they want, man.
Yeah. Well, in case you're not familiar, Ben, we are a sports wagering and entertainment podcast.
Heavier on the entertainment, I think. Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, I don't know. If you're looking for expert advice, you come to the wrong place.
No, you're not going to get it here. You're not. You're not going to get it.
But I believe that. I believe that we're entertaining.
I
entertain
totally
the
agree.
Shit out of myself.
I enjoy the show thoroughly. The stories, like some of the stories that I heard you tell.
Yeah.
That I actually have heard you tell before, like way before the podcast ever started, are even funnier now than I remember back then. So that's even better. So,
yeah. Well, okay. I wasn't even going to tell any stories, but this is a good Dome Patrol related story. Okay. And I'm going to take you down Dome Patrol memory lane. And I may even get in trouble for this, but I don't care. I will just forgiveness rather than permission. Right.
Right.
So, and this story came up this weekend because, you know, I was in Nashville this past weekend with the Dome Patrol crew and we had a blast. Somebody said, how did your trip go? I said, you know, when you know 3 days after you get back or 2 days after you get back, you're on a Zoom call with your friends planning the next year's trip. You know, the trip went well.
Yeah. You know, good times.
Good times were had. Back in the early days of the Dome Patrol, or earlier days, they had a third host. It was Jeff and Jason. And then they had another guy. And this guy was like the loud, bombastic, angry, a little bit older guy. Yeah, you know, like angry Saints fan, a little rough around the edges, a little on PC, you know, kind of. And I used to come on the show as a guest back in those days. Every once in a while, Jeff would be like, come on the show. And this is like 7-8 years ago or so, right? And they had this... They had this third host who's, I'm not even going to say his name, but, cause I have no personal animosity to the guy. I don't think anybody does. And he was just so easy to excite and get angry and get nuts. But one night I was on the show and as I was prone to do, I was pretty intoxicated, you know, that night on the show. I might even have, you know, visited the local weed pharmacy that day, but it was back before we had weed pharmacies, you know. But nice. If in modern day, I would visit the legal weed pharmacy.
Right.
I would have visited it that day. So I was really, really stoned on this show. Nice. And it came out during the course of the show that the third host of the show, his day job was he worked at the drug testing lab that handled urine tests for the New Orleans Saints.
Ooh.
He is a host on an independent fan Saints podcast, and his day job is he works at the drug testing place where the Saints would go for their players. Now, to take it a step further, his specific role at this place, at his job at the drug testing work, was he was the guy that watched the players urinate to make sure that they weren't using some type of device or any kind of tomfoolery. His job was literally to look at the penises of the New Orleans Saints. And he had a podcast that was a Saints fan-based podcast, like, you know, one of the top Saints fan-based podcasts out there.
Yes,
how fucking wild is that?
So weird,
dude. Well, my head, like, they crazy. Told me that on the show that night.
Oh, you lost it came shit, out. I would imagine, huh?
I was doing brain flips in my head. My, you know, that meme of the head exploding.
Yes,
it was insanity. Yes. Nuclear bombs are going off, and it was like as I could. It still doesn't seem real. It still feels like a dream.
Dude,
the night I learned this.
What year was this? What's year circa was this?
Oh man, it was probably around like 2013, 14-ish.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm sure the show could be found. That'll now be my mission, is to go find the show.
Find that.
And I will take edit. I will take pieces of the show and make something out of it. But
you should do that.
It was one of those things where, like, I didn't even believe it to be true. And then as I saw Jeff and Jason, you know, when we were in Nashville, and I was like, did I dream this or did this really happen? Because it seems too fantastical.
It does.
That you had a guy who's on a Saints fan podcast, a significant one, and his day job is to stare at the penises. I guess it's peni, plural is peni. Is it possessive plural?
Possessive,
But we'll say we're not sophisticated on this show.
No.
He was staring at the penises of the New Orleans Saints for a little.
Very interesting. So he probably, he's got intel. Not that I really.
Significant intel.
I mean.
He had significant intel.
Intel, yeah. That's.
I feel like it was a real missed opportunity.
I mean, yeah, you could. I mean, I don't know. Can you, is that like classified information? Like, are you allowed to. I mean, from do you have to sign a waiver?
From a medical sense, from a professionalism sense, you probably shouldn't really disclose all that about. Yeah, that's probably. I mean, morally, is it right? Probably not.
No.
But dude,
for like a content purpose like that, that would be an amazing show.
I'll put it to you like this. If he wasn't so difficult to work with, I mean, he's already. I'll compare him to Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, okay.
We know what Odell Beckham Jr. is as a teammate.
Yes.
We don't need to bring him in here to do the same thing that that he does. We know that this guy. I would have him on probably once a quarter if he would come on my show to talk about. Saints players' penises and its impact on betting, or you know, maybe he's seen guys, they go all around the league. I don't know, but we already know that he's so difficult to work with that
it's
not worth the greatest,
yeah. So, I'm just trying to think like current players that he would know about that we could, you know, like okay, so like I guess like Cam Jordan comes to mind. Ingram comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like some of the, like, all right. So, you know, like, I mean, a lot of the guys on that team at this point, I mean, aren't or on that team in 2013 or 14, whatever year it was, are not on the team anymore. There's not very many left. The only two that I can think of are Jordan and like, so, all right. So yeah,
you just sit there. It feels like such a missed opportunity.
It really does. I mean, I'm just curious, like if you, and I'm not to go way off the rails here, but like, would you think you would have to like sign a waiver, like not to discuss the penis sizes of the Saints players? Mm-hmm.
There's a waiver. I don't know. I mean, has anybody ever signed that waiver for you? Has anybody ever signed?
Nobody's
ever watched you pee.
Well, not that I know of anyway. In a lab environment, yeah. Well, they stand behind you, so they don't actually. I mean, the few times that I had to do it
in the NFL, they had to look directly at. They had to see.
Oh well, it's probably different. NCAA is probably different than NFL. And this was back in the early 2000s, so I don't know. Times have changed.
Not early 2000s. This is the.
No, I'm talking about when I did it. Yeah.
Oh, when you? Yeah.
So, I remember then when Adrian Peterson got caught with the Wizinator. Was it Adrian Peterson? The Wizinator. Yeah. Adrian
Peterson.
Yeah.
Good old don't remember who it was, but don't think it was Adrian Peterson. He beat his son with a switch.
That's right.
Sent him to the hospital. Yeah.
Oh man. He's still playing. Jesus.
Yeah, he's playing. We played against him this past week.
I know.
He was on the field in Nashville.
It's insanity, bro. It's insanity. Wizinators and switches. That's just what he does.
Are you ready to talk about some football?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right. I only had one bet last week. I announced this bet on the podcast last week and I followed through with it and I had discipline and I only placed this one single bet last week, which was I invested a lot of time, energy, and money into going to see the Saints on the road in Nashville.
Right.
And in the event of a Saints loss, I wanted some consolation. So I took a straight money line bet on the Titans.
Nice.
Very important. And I bought it at 140 minus 145. So it wasn't too bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. I put a good bit down to where the loss wasn't so bad. If I had just done straight spread, and that was so important why I stressed money line.
Yeah.
The Saints covered and lost.
No, I know.
If I hadn't done that money line, when you're hearing me talk about recommended plays, follow what I'm saying very carefully because the money line was all that mattered in that.
Right.
And you did not want to roof any 2.5 points margin of error because this damn team lost by two.
2 points, two missed extra points, bro.
So if you had bet against the Saints on the spread, you would have lost. And
you lost.
Would have lost. I bet against the Saints on the money line.
Money line, right.
Slightly higher price to do so at minus 145 than, say, minus 110. And I was walking out of the stadium going, tickets paid for.
Yeah, there you go.
Sat in the fifth row.
I like it. You know? It's a good strategy. I mean,
tickets paid for. So that's the only one.
It's a win-win for you. I mean, you know, the Saints win. You're happy. You're jubilant.
I was happy. And I'd have paid for the Saints loss.
And I mean, that's essentially what you did, right?
Yeah, I'd have paid for their win. I'd have paid for if they'd have won. I'd have paid for their win.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna skip Thursday night. We're gonna get straight into the early game Sunday. This first game out the box, I gotta tell you, I like it, and it is. Detroit traveling to Cleveland. Detroit is an 11.5 point road dog to the Cleveland Browns. Total on the game is 43.5. Ben, I love betting with crazy ass Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, and it hasn't really worked out too well for me this year. However, I've got my own strong biases, and I think Cleveland sucks, and I think Baker Mayfield sucks, and I think injured Baker Mayfield sucks even more than
regular Baker Mayfield.
And so I don't see Cleveland covering 11.5 to anybody. Give me Detroit with 11.5 points on this game. I'm not worried about the totals. And one last thing before I turn it over to you, all the lines this week, they're coming from your local bookie. Support small business, people. Support small business.
Support local businesses.
Support local business. And this time, you got to support local businesses. Yes. If you want to support local business, you got to get at me, at Taking the Over on Twitter. Get my DMs. If you want to support small business, you know what to do.
You know, call your guy. Well, now it's officially legal.
Yeah,
legal. But not, I guess not with the, not with Tommy down the street. I guess, but
not
still.
With not with my great uncle. No,
no,
never has been, never will be.
No, man. All right. Before I get into the Cleveland Detroit game, my uncle used to book. Like he was the guy, big guy, like 6'5", 300 pounds.
Right.
Played football, college. Right. You know, all this kind of stuff. And I remember he would give out the cards. Remember the cards back in the day where you would, all the lines would be on there, and no matter what happened, those lines didn't move.
Parlay cards. Yeah.
Parlay cards. Yes. Yeah,
parlay cards.
So, parlay cards. So he used to do that, man. And I mean,
that's what we had back at the dealership in 01.
I loved it. Those are the good old days, man.
Yeah. Parlay they were.
I mean, good old days.
Yeah. No, they were great days. These were awesome days. Nothing to apologize for.
But yeah, man, my uncle used to do that and break people's legs and stuff. So yeah, it was good times. Yeah.
I think that's where this ends for me. Like, I think that's what I'm headed towards. That's my retirement.
You're going to get your legs broken, or you're going to end up being the one that breaks the legs?
I'm going to be a leg breaker.
Okay. I can dig it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're a pretty intimidating dude as far as, you know, size is concerned. Yeah. You're a big guy, you know. Okay. I wouldn't want you coming after me for...
Right. Anything.
For money.
I'll just burn your house down. I gotta hurt you.
Yeah. shit.
You don't pay me. I ain't worried about breaking your leg. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm worried
good
about
for
that.
It, man. Trust me. I'm good for it.
I ain't gonna lift a finger.
All right. Yeah, man. Detroit, man. I can't, man. Like 11 and a half, man. There, I just feel like that's, I don't know, man. It feels suckerish to me. And I'm with you, Dan Campbell. He's by far my favorite coach in the league this year. I mean, just the shit he does is amazing. However, talent-wise, man, they just don't have any. Like, they have none. Like, I mean, I've watched a couple of the games this year, and I mean, like, there's nobody offensive or defensively that just, like, has – I mean, that might make the Pro Bowl this year. I mean – I can't think of anybody. So, but Cleveland has a few guys that are like really good. I mean, they have, you know, not
I think DeAndre Swift will make the Pro Bowl.
Okay, DeAndre Swift, I'll give you that one. Yeah, he's been solid for him this year. He's on a shitty team. Yeah, he's done well.
Dude, this league is so fucked up that Goff would be like a goddamn alternate at the Pro Bowl.
It's true.
Because nobody wants to go play in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, nobody wants to play anymore.
Nobody wants to go to Hawaii or play. They want to go. They want to play.
I meant like Pro Bowl in the sense of like before the whole people don't want to play it anymore. Like
legitimate
Pro
Bowl.
You used to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, if you got selected, you were gone.
They just play Madden now or something. Do they just like play Madden, or they play like World of Warcraft against each other or something?
Something like that. It's a joke now. I don't even watch it. Yeah, it's not even fun. But yeah, man, I don't have a feel in this game either way. It is in Cleveland, so I don't even want to mess up the total, because I don't know what the weather is going to be like there. Because Cleveland, I mean, we were talking about Cleveland before the show even started. Like, Cleveland sucks as far as weather city. Like, it's one of the worst,
especially this time of year.
This time of year
it's delightful in the summer.
So I'm going to stay away from this. So I will go towards your expertise on this, and I'll just say, yeah, if you're gonna Lions, I'll ride with you on that one, man.
You got to take some dogs this week. This is a dog.
That's one of the bigger ones. Yeah.
Next game I want to get to early Sunday. Indianapolis is traveling to Buffalo. Buffalo is a 7-point home favorite. I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier this evening who is a legit lifelong Indianapolis Colts fan, and I was like, I have to apologize. I shit all over your team all the time. I don't think the Colts are good. I think Carson Wentz is like that Nine Inch Nails song, you know, that Nine Inch Nails song Hurt. He's gonna find a center in you. And he's going to, like, chew a hole in your heart. And then he's going to leave. He's going to leave at, like, the divisional round. Protect yourself, Colts fans. He's just going to hurt you. He's done it before. He'll do it again.
He's, yeah. it's Carson Wentz, man. Like the time, I mean, the only time he was, there was, you know, the year they won the Super Bowl was the year that he was like on track to have an MVP season. And when I think he blew out his MCL, ACL, whatever it was, and just hasn't been the same since. And
he's been broken. He's mentally broken. It's not as much as physically.
Yeah.
And I mean, now that he's been in there half a year, oh, and starting tonight, actually, they're doing an end season. What's that HBO show? Hard Knocks. They're doing an end season starting Wednesday night on the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, nice. I want to check that shit out. Is that tonight?
Stupid. That's tonight. That's stupid, by the way, of the Colts. Because I've seen, and I hate it when teams do this, and I feel like in the giving access to media and reporters and all this, I mean, like, I saw an article coming out of Indianapolis, their local beat, long-form article on Carson Wentz, where he and the organization were like, yep, he was broken. He was a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when they say that kind of shit. Say that kind of shit after you retire. Man.
Yeah.
You know, Terry Bradshaw's like, I'm crazy and I'm depressed and it was tough and that, but he never said that while he was playing.
No.
And I hate, and I mean, look, I'm all about mental health and being nice and take care. I mean, I'm a crazy person myself. That being said, you're in a sport where you don't want to give your competitors any
right.
I like Buffalo -7 in this one. I really do.
I
think that everybody's down on them. I think that they're going to make an example of Indy. Total on the game's 50.
Yes,
that'll be that. That's kind of a tempting total too. But I'm going
to. I like. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you there. That's one that jumped out at me as well. What Indianapolis team is going to show up? Because I mean, Indianapolis had. I mean, they've had some really close ones with some good teams. Like they were. They almost beat the Rams. Like they almost, you know, like they, yeah, but you can't trust them, man. They beat the 49ers like at San Francisco, and San Francisco just beat the shit out of the Rams on Monday night. So, I mean, look, man, I'm with you there. I think Buffalo had a shit game like a couple weeks ago against Miami where they just barely pulled it out and they just couldn't move the ball, but it looks like they were back on track last week. I like Buffalo. I like the over 50 way more than I like the -7.5. I just think that, well, you know what? I actually like the -7.5 more. The over is tempting, but in Buffalo, never know the weather conditions there. Could be one of those windy days where the ball's flying, you know? So give me Buffalo -7.5 as well. And maybe check the weather on the day of the game. If it's good weather, I like the over on that as well, because I think Buffalo's going to score probably 30-plus, if I had to guess.
Taking the over, pending the weather.
Pending the weather. You check that weather. Check with your local Buffalo weatherman.
Should do more of that on this show.
Dude, that's a lot of like what the professionals, right? They monitor. They have professional weather guys on the payroll, right? So they know like what the weather's going to be like at game time. So we need to get a professional weatherman too.
I'm just going to use weather.com.
Fair enough.
I feel like it's an unnecessary expense for me at this point.
Well, I was going to say maybe they do it pro bono, you know, for like to further their career, right?
They get a couple points of that Vegas to the weatherman.
Yeah, you go. Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. You get like, what's Bob Breck doing right now?
I like
Bob
Breck's
retired. We could bring Bob Breck on, man.
I like, yeah, dude. Carl Orredondo.
Orredondo.
And he's blind. So, like, you could bring him into some. He could be the weatherman for our illegal bookie operation in that he's legally blind. He can't see. So, you could bring him to like all kinds of seedy meetings and stuff, and he would have plausible deniability.
He can't see, so what?
It's not his fault. We thought we were at the Courtyard Holiday Inn in for a meet and greet.
I mean, it's worth the call. I mean, make the call. You got to make the call. It's like just kind of like.
I'm just gonna stick with Weather Underground. I'm good.
There you go. I like it. It's you know, It's probably a smart play long term.
Speaking of Miami, they're traveling to New York to take on the Jets. Ooh. I like this game a lot, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, do I? Because you know me, I like betting on the Jets. Here we have the Jets getting 3 points to a pretty bad Miami team, but a Miami team that's that feel like they've still got some fight in them left. The Jets have now moved on to the Joe Flacco era. And Joe Flacco will be getting the start in New York. Mm-hmm. And for this reason, Ben, I like Miami minus three here. I don't like it. I'm going to bet against it. Here's the deal, dude. I ate a lot of spicy hot fried chicken.
Ooh, nice. Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That spicy hot fried chicken is not going to pay for itself. We got to get serious this week. We got to win some money. Okay. So we can't bet on the Jets. We can't bet on the Jets plus three.
You can't.
You have to take Miami minus three, but not if it goes any further. If we get a hook on that, if it goes to minus 3.5, I might have to slide back over to the Jets. But as of right now,
okay. So you think it's a 3-point game?
I'm gonna go down to the local watering hole and grab a parlay card, one of them parlay cards they printed out at the beginning of the week.
Ooh, yes.
So, hey, call Louie. Tell him Gunn wants a unit on the. On the Dolphins. And you feel you caught out right. We know you like the Jets. Dolphins minus three.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Dolphins here, man. Flacco? Yeah, I mean, yeah. When's the last time he started the game? Probably a couple years ago. Oh, something like that. Yeah, who knows? I mean, he was done.
He's done.
You know, 5 years ago. So, man, yeah, Miami, I think Tua's playing this week. So I think he's better than Jacoby Brissett. I don't think he's much better, but I mean, he's definitely better than Jacoby Brissett. So I give me Miami minus three. Total wise, I don't want to mess with that because, dude, like the Jets could, I mean, for whatever reason, they could, who knows, man, they might be able to run the ball and score 20. Don't like the total, but I do. I'm all over Miami on this one, too. That was one of the ones I had circled. And honestly, man, 3.5 doesn't scare me either. I think Miami wins this one by quite a bit, by double digits. Just throwing it out there, man.
Let me ask you, should we call Carl Arredondo and ask him his thoughts on the weather for this game, or we're good either way?
Does he know New York weather, or is he
I think he knows weather anywhere,
just in general, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of the whole thing about meteorology, I guess.
Does he have to look at maps?
I think it's just a feeling thing. Like it's like a super.
Can radar do Braille?
Good question, man.
Does Carl Arredondo have no idea he was blind, so that's news to me. He's not like 100% blind, but it's been a progressive thing. He's actually done a lot of fundraising and a lot of awareness. I think it's ocular degeneration. And all of this is actually, I mean, I love Carl Arredondo. He's a Slidellian.
Yes.
This isn't intended to be mean, but I do think if I ever have in my own bookkeeping operation and he's still alive, I will definitely
you got to
consult him.
You have to. Like,
do they have Braille weather radar?
I'm assuming they do.
The Braille has to move across a surface.
I mean, there's got to be something. I mean, I would think. Wow. I'm going to Google that later. I'm going to let you
Google that later. Everyone Google that. We're not going to Google that right now. Washington's traveling to Carolina. Ron Rivera Bowl, part, what is this, 3 or 4 now? Carolina minus 3.5. It sounds like Cam Newton may be getting a start in this game. Oh, my God. What's going on?
Yes.
Well, Ben, can I ask you a question? I've asked a lot of people this question since the news came out.
Okay.
Why did the Carolina Panthers pay Cam Newton $6 million guaranteed to play 8 games for them?
You want like an actual answer?
There was no competitive market. They didn't have to pay $6 million.
No, like nobody was going to sign this dude. Like you literally, I mean, didn't he make less than that all year last year? I mean,
significantly less than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So to answer your question, I have no fucking clue, man. That is just insanity. However, it's Cam Newton coming back home, man. Let's go.
It's broken Cam Newton coming
back home. Yeah, I think he's, no. It is broken Cam Newton, but I think for this game, under these circumstances, he's coming back to Carolina.
His old coach is on the other sideline.
You can't write shit like this, man.
Broken Cam Newton this week.
You better fucking believe it, bro.
Do it. Carolina minus 3.5.
Believe it.
Do they have McCaffrey? Does it matter? We're betting on him either way.
Well, I think they do. Yeah, he was playing last week, and I don't think he got hurt this week. So I would assume he's playing. And Washington's defense is fucking garbage. I mean, they should have. I thought they were going to be good, but they've just been garbage this year. So yeah, dude, Cam Newton all day, man. If you're gonna, I think this was the one that where like if you are gonna bet one, this is the one you bet. Like this may be like one of the ones that I bet.
This makes me feel like, good. This is kind of bet I like. It's a chaos bet.
Mm-hmm. It is
chaos it is bet. I'm betting chaos. On chaos.
And I like
the narrative. I like the narrative too. And you know what the NFL likes? Mm. NFL likes money, right? You think we can get Cam Newton? You think we can get Cam Newton into the playoffs?
Ooh. Ooh.
What are Carolina they, minus 3.5. Carolina, what's that?
They 4-5, Carolina?
I don't care.
I don't care either, None but I was matters. Just curious. Are they even? Yeah, I think they're 4-5. But either way, fuck it. Yeah, Carolina minus 3.5 all day long. Give it to me.
Carolina minus 3.5. Chaos bet. I love it. I love it. The New Orleans Saints are going to Philadelphia. Philadelphia's a 1.5-point favorite in this game. Early bird line was a pickup. Now it's 1.5. Total's 43.5. Mm-hmm. There is, I don't want to put a penny anywhere close to this game, the spread, any player props. I don't want any part of it because I have no clue what's going to happen.
No, it's what Saints team will show up this week. You know what I mean?
You know what my thought is? I mean, I almost want to go full heel and bet on Philly. For this reason alone, is that we have been losing these games by very little margins. We have been having the success that we've had. When we have success, our turnover margin has been razor. Like, we're not committing turnovers. Mm-hmm. We're not committing turnovers.
We're not. I think
we're due turnovers. We're statistically, we are due some turnovers. It just has to happen. We always progress back to a mean. We're going to have more turnovers than we've seen. And then we're really going to start losing. Because we've been losing with no turnovers where like we have to be perfect because we have so little talent that's healthy.
Yep.
It's tempting. I mean, Philly is actually tempting. But I can't bet against the Saints.
Yeah, no, I don't ever bet against the Saints. Well, that's not true. I do every once in a while. Like kind of do what you do. Like you did this past week. Yeah, exactly. But other than that, no. So, all right. So I did hear some interesting things on this while I was listening to our local WWL station today. And Philly has lost every game at home. They have not won a game at home yet, which means what you just said earlier, like, all right, you got to progress back to the mean. They're bound to win one, right?
Doesn't mean they're going to lose at home again.
It
means they're
more balanced. It doesn't, though. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean.
Right. People
so like, they just it was just it was, stinks,
the,
man. Like,
was I think, the drunken man who was spouting that nonsense? Does his name rhyme with Flobby Maybear?
It does. Okay, you know, ironically,
so Flobby Maybear
does.
Hello, I got my statistic over here. did you know? I'm not even gonna do a fucking Bobby Maybear.
Yeah, Bobby, that's a tough one, bro. Unless you
Not
a Cajun accent is already tough to do.
I'm not drinking on a Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. No, I mean, dude, you can't mess with this line. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, dude? Who knows? I mean, if you go off of like what happened last year, of course, Jalen Hurts ran all over. Like that was the game where they had 200 yard rushers, and the Saints hadn't had a 100 yard rusher in like 50 something games or something stupid like that, and they had two. So, yeah, bro, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this. So, yeah, I'm not fucking with it.
I'll be watching it, but I won't be betting on it. That's for
I will be watching. Yes,
darn sure. Last early game I want to talk about is Green Bay traveling to Minnesota. This was every once in a while here lately. The last few times it's happened here lately, I look at one and I go, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
Yeah, somebody tell me what's wrong. Is it a trap? Uh-huh. In the last few times, it hasn't really been a trap. It's just been a very strong read. I mean, what the hell is going on here? Green Bay minus 2.5, only a 2-point favorite on the road against the Minnesota team. I like Green Bay, and I like Green Bay big. Put a big bet on this. Mm. Put a big bet on this. Triple your bet on this. This is
three units on this, man.
Three units on this. Total is 48.5, but it doesn't matter. Ben, what's your thoughts?
Dude, I'm like you. I'm like, Green Bay is by far the better team here. I mean, yeah, like I'm missing something. Obviously, I'm missing something here. But I honestly don't like it just because it's a divisional game. You never know. Aaron Jones is not playing. I think Devontae Adams is kind of hurt. I mean, he probably will play. But, you know, it's one of those ones where, like, do you really want to risk that? However,
how many touchdowns did the backup running back have in Green Bay last week?
Yeah, I'm not saying Aaron Jones is not that big of an – but if Devontae Adams is hurt, that's a big difference. Yeah, that's a different – yeah. Their backup, what's his name? I can see his face. A.J. Dillon, I think his name. And, he's just as good, if not better, than Aaron Jones, man, you know?
Younger legs.
Receiving-wise. But anyways, yeah, man, I mean, I don't think I'm going to – I wouldn't put any money myself personally, but, I mean, I like Green Bay. I think they're a better team. I think they should – win by more than 2 points, but I don't like it. I don't like the total. If I was going to lean one way, I would say the under, just because Green Bay's D has been showing up lately. But I mean, I don't know, man. I don't have a good read on this game one way or the other. Although I would lean under. That's all I got. I don't know about this one, man. It just like you said, it seems suspicious.
Here's my read on it. After all of the hullabaloo and drama with Aaron Rodgers and his the great COVID deception, he's inoculated. I think the Joe Rogan thing was a joke. I don't even think he was being serious. I think he's trolling humanity by saying he called Joe Rogan.
I hope so. I hope he is.
No, I think that's like their own inside joke. Like, every comedian and
probably
person that's friends with Joe Rogan, when they get COVID, they jokingly say that they call Joe. No one actually.
They call Joe Rogan, and they got some ivermectin.
Right. Oh yeah, because he's got the hookup on the what they want.
Yeah, he's got the inside. He's got the
inside. They want his analysis and his horse dewormer. I don't think he really meant that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but Aaron Rodgers, despite all of the nonsense that happened, he was like crying with happy emotion coming off the field last weekend of the victory.
Crazy.
He's like, you know what? I like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I like winning. And I think he's going to win again. And I think he's going to win more than 2 or 3. I like Green Bay minus 2.5.
I can dig it.
The next game, getting to our late slate. Couple games I like here. One is an afternoon, and one is, I believe, the Sunday night football game. Arizona traveling to Seattle. Arizona is a 2.5-point road favorite. Total on the game is 48. There's a lot to love on this spread, which is why I don't really need to know about the total. Definitely worth a call to Carl Arredondo on this one, because the weather could be important. That's going to be our new code. If we give a fuck about the totals, we're going to say we have to call Carl Arredondo.
Get up, Carl.
We might make friends with him. We can just tweet him or something, or get him on the show.
I might be friends with him on Facebook.
I think I am for sure. Yeah. Friends with him on Facebook. Why are we talking about Twitter? We're on Facebook.
All right.
Arizona. Okay. Look, Seattle looks like it might be over.
They did not look good last week. I mean, they got shut out, bro, by the Packers. The Packers, I mean, they have a decent defense, but not a great defense. I mean,
yeah, they're giving Saints, up points.
Yeah. I mean, they just look like they'd given up, man. I don't know if it's just like Russell Wilson is checked out or whatnot. I don't know. He didn't look right. The run game didn't look good. I mean, their defense actually played a decent game considering they were playing against, you know, Green Bay.
Yeah, they only allowed 17 points.
Yeah, exactly. I think was it 17? I thought it was 13. Either way, I mean, fuck. I mean, the defense looked okay, but I mean, for fuck's sake, man, if you can't score a point, you can't win. I don't know if you knew that. If you don't score any points, you can't win.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. This one kind of smells like the Green Bay game. So yeah, I'm all over the Cardinals on this one as well, man. I guess
to play devil's advocate against us, you know, the reason to go the other way is that Colt McCoy is now injured too.
Oh shit! So yeah. Kyler can't play. I guess
Kyler's going to play.
He's going to play.
that assures that Kyler's going
to
play.
He's going to play injured. I guess even.
Yeah, to me, it's an argument going the opposite direction. Now it's like no. Because Colt McCoy is hurt, Kyler Murray's going to play, and I like only 2.5 there that much more.
Right. Yeah. I kind of agree with you there. If Kyler's for sure going to play, I mean, yeah. Give me the Cardinals and I'll take 2.5.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I like that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Dallas is traveling to Kansas City. What did Patrick Mahomes say? We got our swag back or something?
Some swag.
We got. We're back. We're okay. Yeah. Sure, kid.
One game.
I hate to praise the Cowboys. It pains me to praise the Cowboys. Ugh. You want to talk about talent?
Yeah.
You want to talk about a collection of talent?
They've got some talent.
That's relatively speaking, because health is a relative concept at this point.
Yeah.
They're relatively healthy. And Dallas is getting 2.5 points against the Chiefs team that never covers.
Never covers. Well, they covered last week, but that's an anomaly.
That makes them now 4-13 in their last 17. I don't think this is going to regress to the norm. I don't think this is going to regress to the mean. Dallas getting 2.5 points. I think Dallas can go in there. Prove a point.
Just go fuck them.
Something. I think it's going to be. They don't have to do anything to cover this line. They just have to win. I think they're going to win. I'm not saying they're going to win by a lot. I'm saying they're going to win.
I can ride with you there, man. I can ride with you. My mentality saying good things about the Cowboys just doesn't really sit well with me. Kind of makes me sick a little bit. So I'm just gonna say this. The Cowboys are better than I expected.
Yeah, they're good.
That's about as good of a thing as I can say.
I hate to say this. It pains me to say it. They're a good collection of football players.
They do. And they're mostly young too, which is kind of
pretty scary actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to ride with you on that one, dude. I will probably may even go like money line bet on this, dude.
That's a tempting money line for sure.
Yeah. Or I mean the over on this 56. I could see that happening. If indeed KC has their swag back, it could happen.
You know what? It's going to be a fun game to watch.
It will be a fun game.
I'm going to have so much money invested in the props on this game.
Yes.
This is a game where I'll be like, all right, I've had a good day. Everything's going fine.
Yep.
It's like when you go back for that third helping on Thanksgiving. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Oops, this is the one I regret.
Yep. Shouldn't ate that last piece of pie.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone back for more. I'm gonna do that Sunday night.
I like it, man. I'm looking at it. I think it's actually the 325 game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Sunday night games, Chargers Steelers. But yeah, but that's the game of the week on Fox. I would have had if I had to guess.
Well, good. I love it when I'm that wrong.
That's okay. I didn't want to point it out to you, but
no, it's
I didn't
great.
Want to. I wanted to make sure that you weren't like waiting to Sunday night.
This would have affected my plans. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Would indeed.
Yes.
It would indeed vet in your betting day. I mean, you
I'm going to time things significantly differently now.
Yes.
Everything that I do on Sunday.
Yes. And that's part of the fun, right? Is going back for that last piece of pie. But now you won't be able to. I mean, unless you want to bet on the Chargers and Steelers, but. But yeah, but you will. You probably will.
No, so, I probably will not. I will probably bet on some Herbert props as long as they're not obscene. As long as they're not getting too greedy, too high.
Yeah. Actually, that's one of the games that I liked. I like Pittsburgh on that one, man. I think Pittsburgh is going to cover, maybe even win that one outright. But
you're referring to the Sunday night game of Pittsburgh.
The Sunday night game, Pittsburgh SoFi. Chargers. That was the one I'm a believer in Pittsburgh. I'm a believer in Mike Tomlin. I fucking love Mike Tomlin, bro.
I do too.
And he is one of the best coaches on the road. Now, this is also East Coast, West Coast thing, so you gotta take that into account too. But I think the Steelers win that game outright. That was kind of my I'll probably take the points because they're giving them to me. Instead of the men, but so I'll take the Steelers plus 5.5 on that all day long, man. I just think it's a beautiful thing.
What you got for Monday Night Football?
Ooh, yeah, that was Tampa, New York, Tampa Bucks, Giants.
What's the line look like on that game?
11, Tampa by 11.
Tampa's on the road.
No, they're at home. I know that seems kind of low. That seems kind of low, right?
The Giants have been giant killers this year, Tampa's been doing a pretty good job of covering, but Tampa's coming off a couple flat performances, man. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, they haven't lost two in a row, right? So, I mean, it's the Giants. The Giants are so bad, man. They've played a couple good games, but for the most part, they looked horrible. I mean, they're not going to be able to run the ball. So that means they're going to have to trust Daniel Jones. I don't trust Daniel Jones. So I would lean towards taking Tampa minus the 11. I mean, that's just me. But it's Monday Night Football. Maybe Daniel Jones shows up. Maybe he comes to play. I don't think he will. But maybe. Let's call Carl. Let's see what the weather in Tampa's going to be like.
You got to call Carl. Especially this time of year too.
Yes.
Yeah. Man. All right, man. Well, look, that's all I've got on the NFL this week. Saints players, guys, the men who stare at Saints players' genitalia. Ben, is there anything that we didn't get to this week that you want to make sure that we talk about?
I think we covered it all, man. I mean, we talked about weather. Carl Arredondo being blind, mm-hmm. Saints penises, mm-hmm. and we talked a little football. So I think we got it all, man. I think we nailed it.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Really
it's gonna
good.
Be a party.
It's party every time.
Party every time. That's all we do is party on this show, dude.
That's it, man.
Thank you again for your time. Thank you again for your friendship. I always enjoy getting a chance to hang out and. As is our tradition, say goodnight to all the beautiful people listening and taking the over.
Good night, beautiful people.
And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Cheers. Hugs, loves, byes. Love you, Tanya. It's my secret message to Tanya Harding every week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm very doing nice. This. I'm doing this long form performance art thing.
Not gonna be helpful.